Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But there's just one problem. Your wife has told you she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for is on the table. You need a partner you can count on. Consider Cordell & Cordell.
Contact Cordell & Cordell online at CordellCordell.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Like a heavenly priest.
Strangers at sea.
Soon.
Wow. Wow.
Bring it strong, Plowsy.
Yeah, that's the Plowhawk. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, Jennings Randolph Jr. with you, the Plow Iggy Monster. We're live in the Gateway Buick GMC studio. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, and you are welcome to get involved anytime you want by texting in 855-CUB-TALK, 855-282-8255. Derek Gould is going to join us from San Diego, where the Cardinals will try and finish off the West Coast road trip in fine fashion this evening against the Padres and then head back to St. Louis for the weekend series against the Pirates. One of the things that we have done nearly every September for, God, I think it's been, it might be close to a decade at this point, is have Bo Drockelman on the show, and he joins us now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Bo started the March to the Arch years ago to pay homage to those who lost their lives and their family members and all the first responders on September 11th. And Bo is with us right now here on 590 The Fan KFNS. Bo, good morning.
Good morning to you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much. We have you on every September, but it doesn't change the fact that I always like to get the backstory on how the March to the Arch started. And I'm sure a number of our listeners are new listeners, and they've never heard the story before. So if you could take us back to the day and how this whole thing began so many years ago.
Well, it was the first anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy, and I had been thinking about needing to do something for those people who lost their lives, and you know, every other American who's lost their lives just because they've been an American. And so on that day, I was working and came home at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, had made my decision, thought about things a little bit, and pulled the American flag off the front of my house and started walking down to the arch. And I knew I wanted to get there, and took the pretty much the same path that we take now every year, which is down Clayton Road to McCausland to Lindell to Jefferson and then in Market. And it's 21 miles. I arrived at the arch around 11 o'clock at night. I had left a note on the countertop in the kitchen for my wife. She came home from work, read the note, looked in the garage, and there was my car. So she was a little bit confused about what was going on. And fortunately, I had my cell phone with me. And she called, and she thought I was out of my mind walking down to the arch. But that's what I did.
How about that? And from that has been born quite a tradition where hundreds of people join you for this.
Well, last year, which was the 15th anniversary of that event, it was on a Sunday, and we had over 700 people walk with us down to the arch.
Wow.
That's strong.
700 people walk down to the arch. And you guys start where? Because I want to let people know where they can meet up and be a part of this if they would like to for the 16th anniversary this Monday.
Yeah, it would be wonderful if they would, because that's really what we're after, is people. It's a dream that will probably never come to fruition, but I'd love to have a walker for every person that lost their life in that event, and that would be close to 3,000, and I'm sure the municipalities would, you know, not appreciate that very much. But we start out around 141 and Clayton Road in the parking lot of a restaurant called Mike Duffy's right there. And we take off at 9:11 in the morning, and takes us about 8 hours. And depending on how many people we have, it might take us a little longer just because the rest stops, in which we have about five, take a little longer. And we allow people to use some facilities, and we provide water and Gatorade and T-shirts while they last. And there is no cost. And so we just want people to be there and to remember the fact that a lot of our American brothers and sisters lost their lives that day.
I would imagine you get a wide cross-section of folks joining you.
I can't tell you how wide the cross-section is. It's everybody. You can't pick a category that we don't have walkers or people honking and waving at us and appreciating, you know, what we do. The only thing we ask of you is to bring an American flag. And it doesn't have to be huge. It could be a small one. And we're celebrating the fact that these people, these innocent people, lost their lives. And they were our brothers and sisters. And it makes no difference who they were, where they came from. We all come from different places in America, but the tenor or the theme of the art of this march is that we finish together, and that's what America is.
How do you get back home? You don't walk back home, do you?
Well, that's Tuesday. No, I'm kidding. We have buses. The Jed Limousine people have provided us with some buses to drive people back from the arch, and we make stops along the way so you can meet us at some of those stops. On the website, marchtothearch.com, it shows the route that we take, but we stop at a number of different places, and my phone number is there too. People can call me, and I can give them more specifics so that help them out. Some people, you know, 21 miles, you may think, well, it's just a walk. But 21 miles is a long way, and some people can't do that, and that's fine. We'd like you to join us part of the way down and finish with us. Charles Glenn will sing the national anthem for us down there at the Arch, and it's going to be a good day.
It is the March to the Arch. Bo Drockelman has been doing it now every year since the first anniversary of September 11th, and you can meet him and hundreds of others on September 11th at Mike Duffy's at 141 in Clayton Road. Bo, thank you for the time, as always, sir. And I think on behalf of all of our listeners, we appreciate what you do out of the goodness of your heart every year.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And you really help us also, by the way. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bo.
Thanks, Bo.
See you later.
Mm-hmm. Bo Drockelman with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Once again, Monday, September 11th at Mike Duffy's, 141 in Clayton Road. That's where they will start and make their way all the way down to the Arch. 16 years ago is where the number is now.
I was just thinking about that. I mean,
makes you sick.
It does.
Really, honestly, it's like when I realize it's coming up and I realize there's going to be news coverage, I have to prepare myself because, honestly, it's like gut-wrenching.
Well, and the 16-year thing, I mean, in a sense, I can still envision myself at 6:15 in the morning behind the Belrive driving range eggs,
yep,
and seeing an elderly man, I mean, like in his 80s, at 6:15 in the morning, running top speed to get to the 10th tee. And I'm like, oh, Tiger Woods must be on property. And then,
don't say on property. Do not say on property.
I thought it delivered perfectly.
And then
it's like insider language. Don't say on
property. Having the board up, Scotty Markham, a.k.a. Fredo, say,
I thought he was Frankie Carbone.
He could be a Frankie Carbone.
But I thought he was your Bobo.
No, that was Adam Hedrickson. He was my Bobo. Arthur. And not a very good Bobo either.
I love Arthur.
I know you do. I know you do. And hearing in my voice, because he had told me that he said, we're getting reports, and I'm watching the news, that a plane hit the World Trade Center, and he's just kind of, as the news is coming, he said, well, they're saying it's a small plane or a private plane or whatever. And we're interviewing Jay Williamson, who is playing in an opposite event in Tampa on the PGA Tour. But obviously, Jay being a member at Belle Reve, we're getting his perspective. And all of a sudden, he says, I can't say exactly what he said, but he said, dog, I just saw a plane fly into the trade center.
JW said that?
No, Fredo.
Oh.
And I just was like, oh, no. And I just said to Jay, I said, Jay, we're going to let you go. As you make your way to the golf course, you may want to turn on a news station. And we went to break, and we didn't come back for... We shouldn't have come back for a couple of days, but it was just... unbelievable, and to think that it's 16 years is hard to believe.
Yeah, boy, it flies by, doesn't it?
Jeez.
One of those few moments where you remember exactly where you were when you
no
saw
doubt
it happened.
And you know, it's not talked about much because I think maybe there's a little fear to talk about it, but whether we've been lucky or whether we've been good,
both,
16 years without something similar is nice.
Yeah, you know, I try to think about that when there's long lines at security.
Sure.
Now, other issues like the baggage at Lambert, where for no reason you're waiting 40 minutes, I will tweet about that.
Yep.
But I always try to give a little respect to the security folks, the TSA folks, who are just doing their jobs and trying to keep things safe. I think some people sometimes get a little irritated or frustrated standing in that line. This is where we are right now, and we want to try to keep things safe.
Probably stay that way forever.
Let's hope.
Might get worse. But, all those security measures that they've taken at airports, that's had a lot to do with it.
And that's, you know, one aspect. Now they use vehicles to run down folks, whatever. You can't protect every corner of a free society.
No way.
So how do you guard against it? So, yes, I'm sure the security folks, the national... intelligence folks are doing a good job, and there's sure an element of luck in there, too.
Bo Drockelman has been doing it now. This will be his 15th year on the 16th anniversary of the March to the Arch. And once again, it takes place on Monday, starting at Mike Duffy's at 141 and Clayton Road. And they will walk all the way down to the Gateway Arch. So grateful for not only Bo joining us, but for everything he does every September 11th and has since 2002. We have... been joined on the program throughout the baseball season by Derek Gould on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and he's going to be with us momentarily. And as we have been telling you, you can participate in the Morning After DraftKings League. It is up on, it's already got 130 people, so this thing's going to fill up, more than 130 people, by the time everything kicks off on Sunday at noon. It doesn't include tonight's game. So all the games on Sunday at noon, it's a $10 buy-in, and you can buy in up to five times and submit five different teams. 300 spots. First place pays $300, and 78 of the 300 get paid. It's DraftKings. Plus, you can play in the huge DraftKings games. You've been waiting for fantasy football since February 6th. Football season is here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings one-week fantasy football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that is totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. With DraftKings, there are many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment, so get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code QUARTERBACK to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And you can click on the link on the fan page or that I tweeted out and enter the TMA DraftKings game. All right, Cardinals and Padres wrap up that eight-game road trip tonight on the West Coast. And joining us right now to talk it over, ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Derek Gould. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, sir. How are you this fine day?
wonderful. I enjoyed your tweet last night where you named a bunch of random people. I couldn't tell you who they were, and said September baseball, catch the feeling. It doesn't necessarily feel like your standard September pennant race, and yet here the Cardinals are, four games out in the Central and two games out in the wild card. And if any, you were the first one who, because I said to you, I said, what do you think of the Rockies? We were having lunch and BSing about stuff. And you said, just keep an eye on the Rockies and their pitching, because it's a bunch of young guys who have never really thrown this many innings in their career. And then on top of it, you're pitching in Coors Field, and that could compound the impact it will have on them in July, August, and September. And we're seeing that now play out with their recent missteps. So the Cardinals are in a race, but they're in a race with a number of players who weren't even part of the roster just a couple months ago, or even a couple weeks ago.
Memphis is in the race.
Yeah.
Memphis won two playoff games last night, right? Like, Aledmys Diaz hits two home runs for the opener down there with the Redbirds, and then, Jack Flaherty pitched great. So there you go. The guy who would have started game one of the playoffs for Memphis, all things being equal, if the Cardinals had not traded Mike Leake, he pitches five innings in the big leagues to get the Cardinals ever closer to the Rockies, and wouldn't be a shock at all if the Cardinals overtake the Rockies here in the next 8 days for that second wild card spot. And then, of course, you have Piscotty hitting the home run. So, yeah, Memphis all over the place last night. And, you know, you talk to the guys in the clubhouse, and I think you see this on the field, too, is – you know, they're playing with a different bounce. Now, this should come with a note of caution. They are playing the Padres, and they have been playing the Giants. And these are two of the lowest scoring teams and two of the teams who have turned the page on 2017. So keep that in mind. I mean, you know, the Cardinals put a lineup out last night that had seven people who had some experience with Memphis this year, and they're going up against the Padres, who are basically a Pacific Coast League team. That said, the guy they pitched last night, Lamet, has legit stuff, crazy good stuff. And Perdomo the night before, he's a big league starter. The Padres stole a big league starter from the Cardinals. So I think that bodes well for the kind of style the Cardinals have that they can win, even if they are taking advantage of lesser foes.
We have a couple of Cardinal players. Hey, Derek. Thanks for getting up early on the West Coast. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So Tommy Pham was a pinch runner last night. He had the shoulder thing. I know there was talk that he was going to be in the starting lineup yesterday. Yeah. Then he was scratched. We're also waiting word on Colton Wong. I know Mike Matheny has said he expects everything to be okay with Colton. Give me an update on both those guys, if you would be so kind.
Tommy Pham thought that he would be available to play, insisted that he was available to play, and told us that he was going to smell good, and that meant that he was going to play good. So he was all set to play, but had some weakness in the shoulder. You know, they go through those tests and just didn't feel comfortable with the extension of the shoulder, whether it was throwing or swinging the bat, so they opted on the side of, you know, precaution, which they can do because of how Bader's playing and because of the size of the September rosters. Colton's a little bit more of a concern, I guess I'd put it that way. He was in a significant amount of pain and looked really stiff and uncomfortable. They flew him home to St. Louis so he could receive some more intensive treatment. They have folks back there in St. Louis that can have him meet with the medical staff there, get some kind of treatment to just alleviate the locking up of his back. They expect him back, but I honestly expect to know more about that today, maybe even tomorrow, because the team is, you know how it is, Kat, sometimes it's like out of sight, out of mind with some of these guys. And because his treatment has been going on in St. Louis, there's going to be the sense that, well, they want to see him when they get back and have the trainers who are with the team now take a look at him before they can know for certain. I think the concern for Colton was evidenced not by any of the diagnosis or description of his injuries, but the fact that Valera got the promotion. Left-handed bat, a guy who really can play several positions, but is best and most comfortable at second base. And this comes immediately after the Cardinals, you know, had to deal with the absence of a third baseman, Matt Carpenter, who is expected back this weekend. I mean, he's going to feel real benefits from that shot that he took and be back this weekend. So I think the action of moving up Valera shows what the concern is about Wong.
Here's a different, weird question for you. When the players...
From you, Doug?
Yeah. When the players have these...
I believe this.
When they get flown around and they have all this medical work done, the club pays 100% of that. Is the player insured through the club, or how's all that work?
Yes. How does it work for you with
I have
insurance?
To pay. I got to pay for it.
Do you? You need a better union.
Well, I got to pay to get health and pay for my health insurance, and then when I go to the doctor, I pay for a lot of that.
Well, but you have some coverage from your employer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with baseball players. They're employees. They have workers' comp, right? I mean, that's what it is. They are injured on the job, so it's workers' comp policies.
But they don't have to pay for any of it, I'm guessing.
Right. I mean, but they do have to cover, you know, if they seek. This is all kind of covered in the CBA, like the intricacies of it. I mean, if they... teams have to provide the opportunity for a second opinion. But there are times where some players, you know, want to do something else, or that they want to go somewhere, or they want to be with the team, and the team isn't exactly paying for them to do rehab with the team, so the player pays for himself to get there. We've seen players pay for themselves because of what they want to do on an off day, and they have to... you know, pay for their own travel, I mean, because of what they want to do on an off day and join the team in the city. But when you're talking about medical stuff like this, like say Colton, right, that's a workers' comp thing.
Yeah, he's not paying for his flight back to St. Louis for testing.
Right. He's
no, I didn't think he paid for the flight. I just wondered about all the
I'm sure
the medical
got some breakfast
attention there.
But Adam Wainwright may have paid for his own flight out here, though, because his rehab is back in St. Louis. He joined the team in San Diego. It's entirely possible that he paid for his own flight.
And part of that is the fantasy draft that they had, correct?
Some of that, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the commissioner. I mean, that's what I'm saying is his rehab was in St. Louis, so that's where the team had him do it. If he wanted to be here with the team for whatever reason, and yeah, some of it was he's the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League, and they rented out this local sports bar here for their big draft. You know, Mabry and Miller had the first overall pick, just so you guys know. And the... you know, so I'm sure that some of the guys who wanted to be here flew themselves out.
Now, let me ask you this, legit journo, in regard to Flaherty, who made a second major league start last night. It was a quantum leap over his first.
Yeah.
Pitched very well for five innings. Did walk some guys from the video I've seen and also from reports I've gotten. We'll see better from him than we saw last night, even though that was a pretty solid five innings of work.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you'll see better from him this year than last night. I mean, you might see more of the same this year. But I think, yeah, I mean, as the future arrives for him as a member of the rotation, maybe as soon as next spring, you know, you're going to see much better from him. I think you saw the hints of what's going to make him a real successful starter in the majors. And, you know, very different guys last night, right? He had... the Padres starter firing with lots of sink movement. He had two pitches, and he really could have relied on one and done trouble to the Cardinals, or given trouble to the Cardinals lineup. Whereas Flaherty got better when he sort of diversified. You saw Carson Kelly turn more to off-speed stuff. I thought it was really impressive that, you know, he flips a couple curves and, you know, they're kind of show pitch. You know, they don't get the bites. Maybe one does. And then he's in the spot with having walked a guy facing Eric Ibar, former All-Star, former object of the Cardinals as they attempted to trade for him at least once. You know, he's up there, and then Carson calls for a curve that's a strike, and, you know, and it's in the strike zone. And, you know, you see Ibar just geared up for the speed of the slider, and he gets the hook, and it falls in for a strike, and he can do nothing but take it. And then the next two strikeouts that Flaherty got, one was on the slider, which was really good last night, And then the other was on the changeup, which got progressively better and better and better through the course of the game and became like a contact pitch, in addition to a pitch he could throw for a strike that also, you know, kind of caught hitters off guard. And I think that's what you're going to see from – well, I know that's what you're going to see from Flaherty. You're going to see four pitches, and they're not always going to have the same quality, so it's on him to kind of figure out, all right, well, these are the best of the four today. I'm going to ride those, but I'm going to use the other ones to my advantage with the sequence or with how little I show them, and then show them in key points and make the most of it. And he's going to be an execution guy with average to plus four pitches, and he'll throw in the 95 to boot. And that's a lot of stuff to work with, especially for a young guy. And for opponents, that's a lot to prepare for and look for, especially if he can do both with that slider and the curve.
And he's having his innings watched very closely, yeah. And they're starting to mount. So you wonder if he's got one, two more starts. How do you see it?
Well, I mean, he could have a few more. That's why I was saying, like, you might not see better than last night. I mean, that factors into this, is because you might see these four or five start innings for him. I mean, you know, he was going to be out after four last night.
Well, folks, you've heard me talk about Bertarelli Cutlery for years, one of our most loyal sponsors. Let me tell you about my most recent visit to Sharp City. They've opened a whole new division of their company called Bertarelli Paper Company. I visited their warehouse just a few blocks from the store on the hill, and now the fine folks at Bertarelli sell disposable gloves, trash can liners, all kinds of paper towels. They now sell to manufacturing plants as well as many fine restaurants around town. So if you're in the need for any of these items, check them out at BertarelliPaperCo.com.
If they had a chance with him at the plate to score some runs, and Gant was going to handle a handful of innings, that's how this is set up, is Gant is on this roster to in some ways be a piggyback with Flaherty, you know, a long reliever right there with Flaherty. So you might see more of that. They haven't given Messini a quota, so to speak, or a limit on Flaherty, but that's coming. I mean, we know that there's going to be a spot where they go, all right, look, he's nearing the edge here. And I think it'll be interesting as the Cardinals move in on that second wild card. And like I said, they have the opportunity here to overtake the Rockies imminently because of the Rockies' schedule. If they do that, I'm eager to see if they skip a Flaherty start, or use the off day to their benefit, because they'll want to have him in some role in the October.
They've been trying to figure out the back end of the bullpen last night. They used Tyler Lyons. You think we may see more of that, Lyons in the Savers role?
Yeah, they closer's role. Juan Nicasio and Tyler Lyons.
Nicasio, you think, and O out of the mix for the moment?
Well, no, I think you see him against right-handed hitters. You know, sort of a setup guy along there with John Brebbia.
Yeah, and don't expect an announcement, Doug, because we'll never discuss who the closer is. Or.
Oh, yeah, do not. No chance. We don't have roles or titles, we were told yesterday.
Okay, so we should stop asking about that?
Yeah, and mind your business.
Oh, no, we should continue asking about it because it's foolish. But, yeah. I mean,
but also mind your business.
All right.
Yeah, no, I continue to ask about it, sometimes just because I find the answers entertaining.
Okay, nobody has
a dance, Doug.
Nobody has a role.
Yeah, so even if you see a guy and he's, you know, in there in the high leverage situations, save situations, night after night, two out of three, whatever, that doesn't mean he's a closer.
Okay.
Right, Derek?
All right.
Right, exactly. Yeah, even though you see a guy get, like, 10 consecutive saves in 10 opportunities, and they only seem to say to hold him back for opportunities when there's a lead of three or fewer runs and he's throwing the last pitch of the game, that is just a coincidence.
Okay. Yeah. You're not an insider, Doug, so mind your business.
Clearly not. But no. I do give Matheny credit for taking this team and having them in playoff competition.
That's not a very popular take, you know.
No, well, I know it isn't.
I think there's truth to it, and I think if he gets word of this, that you're giving him credit, I think it will only buoy his spirits.
Would mean a lot to him. I know.
Yep. I mean, I can tell a lot from, you know, I mean, he's pretty he's pretty encouraged by what he's seen, and I think he's starting to feel what some of the players are starting to feel, you know, as far as their style of play, that it's something that they can continue and it's actually something that they enjoy. You know, he actually smiled at the joke I said last night in the post game, which Cat can tell you never happens.
Yeah, he's very intense. He's very intense, and sometimes your jokes aren't that good. Maybe Hockman could write them for you.
Wow.
I know.
That hurt, didn't it? That
I
hurt.
I have no delusions of gravity.
Derek, we appreciate you getting up early, especially since you're out there 2 hours behind us here, Cardinals and Padres this evening, back to St. Louis. And we shall see how these final 3 weeks play out as the Cardinals are right there with the Rockies and Brewers for the wild card and only four games back of the Cubs in a really odd 2017 season. Always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you. Derek Gould here, brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI Digital make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting online at GFIDigital.com. GFI Digital, the sponsor of Derek Gould's Cardinal Reports here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, with the Hot Shots email of the day coming your way in a matter of moments. The Plow Padre will be on the reeds. And Jennings, we're in the Gateway Buick GMC studios. Gateway Buick GMC is at I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. And you can visit them and find your next new car, your next used car, or go there with 38 service bays to take great care of you. They have been our sponsor of the studios forever on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and we ask that you make sure when the time comes for you to get a new or used car or to get your car serviced, you go to Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 and McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. You know the program. Support the sponsors, and Gateway Buick GMC has been one of our great sponsors for many years on this radio program. Derek Gould and Bo Drockelman in the 9 o'clock hour. Hot Shots email today still to come here on the radio program as well. There is your captain's log.
I want to mention the queue in the Lou, because there are some unbelievable places that are going to be part of one of the nation's premier barbecue festival. Pappy's, back up the truck. Bogart's, Sugar Fire Smokehouse, which is just silly good. They're going to serve their winning, jaw-dropping, mouth-pleasing barbecue. You like that, Doug? Mouth-pleasing
it's
barbecue.
Okay. Yeah.
Grab a slab of ribs. Bury your face in some brisket. Okay. And enjoy all kinds of barbecue plus entertainment at the newly renovated Keener Plaza in downtown. It's going to be September 29th through October 1st. Get info at qintheloo.com. And remember, where there's smoke, Plowsy, there's fun.
Mm. Nice take.
I'm hungry now after that.
Let me tell you something.
I'm hungry.
I've been living here a long time. I had something the other day.
Yeah.
I had what is called Kung Pao fried chicken.
Now, where would you get a thing like this?
Southern. Have you done Southern? Have you done the Southern STL, the restaurant on Olive?
No.
I mean to tell you, it was the finest thing I have had.
Just average?
No.
No?
Stronger than great grandmother's breath.
Wow.
I mean, that's how good it was.
Now, Kung Pao chicken has a little sweet and sour edge to it.
And a little spice. And the way, I mean, it's hard to think. I mean, when you go to a
eatery.
Right. Or an Asian place. You know, we're very big at the Rock, sure, with the Asians.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't know that there was a stat on
oh,
that.
Oh, no. We're huge.
I do a lot of bowing when I'm out there.
I mean, I used to be tight with the brothers, and now the Asians love me. It's fantastic. So,
well, there's a Chinese community that lives out there on Olive.
In the U City area. Exactly. And they love The Rock, and we appreciate that. But, you know, you get Kung Pao chicken, and it's, you know, you get a piece of chicken, a little piece of chicken breast. Blah, blah. This is fried chicken, Kung Pao fried chicken. I mean, I may go today.
Wow.
That sounds great.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
That sounds really good.
Well, maybe you could bring some in and share with your friends.
Maybe I'll bring some for tomorrow. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe that's probably a no, though. It's a whole to-do, and then you got to
get
the
extra stuff. And it's crowded, and it's all, you know, and then I got to say, well, it's for Doug, and then,
sure, on the house. There you go.
Doug, you like General Tso's with waffle fries?
I haven't had that lately either, but it sounds good.
Yeah. General Tso.
Mm. Oh, he may play the rock today.
General Tsao is in the Kung Pao family.
Yeah, yes,
they're
it
part
is.
Of the family. Yes. Yeah. Now, Doug just prefers the grain of rice.
Just
platter.
The white rice. Yes.
I do love Chinese food.
Do you?
I do love it. You know, I almost always get chicken and broccoli every time. Chicken and broccoli.
It's kind of plain.
You get a little fried rice with it, a little
yes,
bit.
Oh, yes.
Kick it up a notch.
Yes. Hold on. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Nice.
Now, is that real Chinese? This just came in. Oh. Wow. Tim sounds super hot with that beard. Can you tell that I have a beard? By listening to the way I talk?
We can tell, because a lot of the hairs seem to be getting in your mouth as you speak.
It's getting thick.
Also,
there's no doubt.
Also, you've had one for years to hide some of your behaviors.
Oh, my God. You just soiled the sanctity of my marriage vows.
I didn't mean that. No, I just...
You just soiled the sanctity of my marriage vows.
No, I meant prior to the Harry's razor.
Right.
Era, of course.
Era, as it were.
Tim, they're
hanging lights out on the patio.
Yeah, I saw when I was up there having a taste with Tim Sr. and my brother Danny and my cousin Brian, Steve Stoles, my partner in Kirkwood Brewhouse, along with Randy Markell. Stoles came up and he had the lights for the patio. I guess that would have been on Tuesday. And so the patio is, I would think that thing's going to be ready to go here in September. There were some issues, I gather, with... Sometimes I guess Kirkwood's a little tougher to get things approved in than some of the other many, many, many municipalities we have in the St. Louis area.
Wonderful. Cat knows about that a little. Yeah.
Wonderful municipality.
And so you want to put something up and have it ready to go, and sometimes it gets delayed. It's the nature of the beast. But either way, Stoles is bullish on this thing being ready to go by the end of September, which would be super cool. And the 590, the Fan Studios, we'll be looking out there, and Doug, how great will it be that the listeners can sit there and have a drink and then come up to the window and talk it over with us?
It'll be uncomfortable.
Well, they
won't talk. Press their faces against the window glass.
May not just be faces against the window.
When I see the lights,
what else could it possibly be?
You never know. Yeah.
Like a boy hole, right?
No.
Maybe on a Friday, some feet.
There's no holes
in the glass.
Bat wing.
Yeah.
Batwing.
People press a batwing against the glass, and then you'll be escorted out.
No,
but I think
they won't.
It's still worth it.
We're going to have to spend a lot of money on Windex.
Yes, indeed.
The indention of the batwing, yeah. In the outer.
No one's going to push a batwing up against the window.
I could see somebody doing that.
Yeah.
I could see somebody. Tim, seeing your picture with you and the young tyke has gotten me inspired, so now I am growing out me facial hair. Thank you. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack. Jennings, not his wife.
Not the better half, no.
But Scott himself.
In fact, I have not gotten any update in a while because I got to be into the place I work before the show starts. Iggy? How do we stand on Lady Gaga tickets? We know that the Beer Cats of Oakville are locked in. We know Tim and Jameson's mom are going, and we know you're going, and we had talked that there could be Ballsack's wife going, but no.
Wow.
No, that's done. I've given up. I mean,
uh-oh.
I gave her 2 weeks to give me an answer and nothing, so she's out.
She's out.
So who have you moved on to?
Oh, nobody. I got plenty of time.
Well, we could auction it off. We could.
No, I'm taking someone that will enjoy being there at Lady Gaga, not just sit
Doug.
There and be bored.
Why not take Doug?
Yes, yeah. I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm not taking
there you
a
go.
Dude.
I'm not taking a dude.
He Why? Wants some Why? Wrinkly what if, old ball sack.
What if it's a married woman who you might end up having no romantic involvement with anyway? Why not take Doug? He's cute.
And he'd probably have to leave like after the third song to get back to the station.
Well, I don't know. What night is it again?
It's in November, right, Iggy?
In November 16th, maybe? Is it
Thursday? That is November 16th?
Those are expensive tickets. If
Thursday Doug, before Thanksgiving, whatever.
If you give Doug an expensive ticket, he tends to be more friendly to the one that provided it.
You put out a little bit more.
What?
Well, maybe I will take somebody that'll buy the ticket because they were like 100 something bucks.
Oh, yeah.
I owe you money for that. I
you
know
do.
I do.
I'm not worried about it. You'll get it to me.
I know, but I mean.
Hit the gong. Timmy, you're fine. It was my honor to pay for it.
Now with what my bank account note.
November 16th, 7:30.
November 16th, Jennings.
Yep.
16th. What do you think the foot scene will be like?
Oh, can you imagine?
There'll be a lot of... I'm going to feel...
There'll be plenty of lesbos.
I'd say I like us being on the floor because we'll be down there really close to all the action, but there's going to be a lot of kids down there.
What sort of action are you looking for?
Yeah, action.
But I mean on stage, because she has 12 dancers, she changes costumes. What I'm hearing, there's like three different floating stages that are going all over the place.
What do you say you're hearing them? That? Who's like Buster Only? Tweet something out or what?
Barrett.
I'm hearing what?
that all this is happening. The
floating stages.
I'm hearing from people that are giving me reports on the various concerts.
I'm hearing from people that are telling me these
things. I have friends in Boston that went to the Fenway show. I have friends in Chicago that went to the Wrigley show.
Yeah.
So they said it's a really amazing setup. She has video screens everywhere. She has these three stages that, like, crisscross all over the area of the floor, and plenty of people can get various viewpoints, but there's going to be a lot of kids on the floor.
He sounds so dejected when he says the kids on the floor.
Well, I mean, I'm not like 30.
What about Gaga? Isn't she like all-inclusive?
Yeah,
no bullying,
everybody.
All
it sounds like you're bullying the children.
Oh, no. Well, let's be nice to everyone except the kids.
I mean, you're part of the Mac and Meyer Foundation.
I'm just saying there's going to be a lot of young people. When we went backstage in 2013, it was me and Suzanne.
Sure.
And there were six.
Who's Suzanne?
13-year-olds.
Suzanne Plachette?
Yeah.
Jake's Duke! Yes!
Yes, Plachette came in town.
For let's examine this statement. I'm hearing rumblings.
And they bring Ray Dong Chong.
I'm hearing rumblings. Who are you hearing? I'm hearing rumblings about Lance Lynn. Who are you hearing those rumblings from, Jim? I'm hearing the rumblings from the people that are telling me about the rumblings.
I just told you I heard it from friends that were at the concert.
Oh.
But there are a lot of young people that go to the show. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it seems like you sounded dejected.
Well, when you're my age, you'd rather hang out with be on the floor with a bunch of people your own age, not 10-year-olds.
Well, I don't know that the folks from Delmar Gardens are going to road trip for the concert.
Either way, it's going
to
be fun.
Back in my day, we didn't have concerts. We had to listen to the pterodactyl squawk, and we liked it that way.
Guys, this is Iggy's way of pushing a decision from Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife. Hashtag passive-aggressive. That's from the 314.
Something passive-aggressive about it. I asked her if she wanted to go.
And 2 weeks is the time limit.
Ball sack said that I don't care. You're not going to bother me if she really wants to go to the concert. And she wanted to go. And then I saw her at the TMA Live. I said, all right, I need an answer because I have people.
It's so gentlemanly.
It's November 16th. I need an answer.
Well, I think the whole purpose of her wanting to go at first was because Anna Maria was going to be there.
Oh, sure. I understand.
So you think she had sapphic motivation?
Well, her email suggests that, and her text suggests that.
So after you gave her the ultimatum, did she respond?
No, so it's done.
No.
Wow,
that's cold. If you're like, I need to know, and they still don't get back to you.
Go get your
that's like
tickets.
Saying you have no value as a human being.
I didn't say that. I mean, it was nice enough to say she'd like to go, and I said, look, I'm not going to put the moves on you. This isn't a cuck situation for husband.
No,
not at all.
I just, if you enjoy Gaga and you want to go, you can go.
Maybe she heard how you get when you drink a few of those wines from the box of wine.
That's never happened.
Iggy, if you wanted to hang out with people your own age at a concert, then go see the Moody Blues. That's from Aunt Peg.
Oh, they're good. Yeah. I go see them.
I went and saw them at Peg.
Yeah,
I'm kind of picturing Iggy on stage jamming out in like a long shot of like kids surrounding Iggy. It's a good image.
That better not show up on the fan page.
By the way, Doug and I are already planning to drive our rascals to the Moody Blues concert and see that together.
Yeah, they play with Chicago, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No, I have nothing against the kids, but it is a younger crowd.
No, nothing against them.
It is a younger crowd.
Let me give you the Iggy translation.
And you get those dirty looks from people like, what are these
kids,
old people
except
doing
that I
here?
Hate them.
Right.
No, I love children.
Right. What's the text line?
You can text it if you want. 855-282-8255. A number of people are, including Tom from the Sticks in Arkansas. Iggy, you old creep. The kids probably love seeing you at a Gaga concert. Can't wait to hear how many chicks you laid that night. Tom from the Sticks in Arkansas.
Have you ever gotten lucky at a concert? 479. Iggy, have you ever gotten lucky at a concert?
I bet he has.
Oh, no question.
I normally take people, so I'm not...
You're not scouting at
on site. Scouting. I went backstage for... you all know about Rico, too. That could have been a situation, but my buddy had to leave to go pick up his girlfriend.
Yeah, he had to go.
I was invited backstage with my brother at a Morrissey concert. It was his birthday, and they...
Jim Morrissey or just Morrissey?
Morrissey. And, I never knew he was gay
Morrissey was, like, aggressively for them.
Well, yeah, and I was invited backstage with my brother, and we went back there. I said, it's a sausage fest. He goes, well, he's gay. Why are we back here, then? Why were we invited back here?
Oh, you know what I say to that? I say, scowl! That's cheers, and I say, Doug, scowl!
Okay. Hold on a second. We have an update here from Scott's wrinkled ball sack, not from his wife, however, Jay.
Okay.
Iggy, sorry for the inconvenience of getting no answer, but we are in the process of trying to get tickets ourselves.
Oh,
to go with a couple of friends, of our good friends. Hopefully we can all meet up and have a drink or two. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Well, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. And that way you get to go, too.
You're, if you think you're a friend, you're not. Because they're going to work,
right? Yeah, they're I've met them twice in my life, so no, they're not friends.
If they don't get tickets for that night, she can come over and hang with me.
Oh, at the cage.
No question. We'll just listen to it on
YouTube.
We'll
Facebook Live it for you.
Thank you. Reka Vodka is crafted from small batches from pure Arctic spring water and then filtered through lava rocks, Doug, for the cleanest tasting vodka on our planet.
Cleanest?
The distillery is located just outside of Reykjavik and runs on 100% geothermal energy from volcanoes located on the island. Wow, Reka pairs well with ice and everything else. Reka Vodka, made of Iceland. Of course, that's Charlie's place as well. The official vodka of the morning after. Please, Doug, please enjoy Reka Vodka responsibly.
I would. That's how I would enjoy it.
Okay. And we've told you about it, and we want to make sure you know all about it. It's DraftKings. We have the TMA League. More than 130 people already signed up, and it's Thursday morning, so this thing will fill up by the time the games kick off on Sunday at noon. Plus, not only do you have the TMA League, and you can click on the link on the fan page and on my most recent tweet to join the DraftKings League for TMA listeners, you also have the huge games DraftKings has. I mean, they're giving away monster prizes this weekend for week one. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season's here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings one-week fantasy football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. With DraftKings, there are many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code QUARTERBACK to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. DraftKings.com. Plowhawk, I hear you're on the reads.
Yeah, and actually, it's a pretty solid batch. If you guys are ready to go, we can do this thing.
Yeah, Hot Shot sponsors it, Doug.
Okay, Jay Boyd.
Let's go.
Jay Boyd.
Yeah, Hot Shot's fine. Great. Wonderful.
And obviously, a heavy hitter up at the top of the lineup here.
Who's that?
Morn. Hi. It's hot outside. It's hot inside. You're so hot.
Yeah.
Let me gently slide my crusted hand up your thigh. Just to get a feel of that daddy milk nozzle.
Got nothing to do with what we've talked about.
So
all
rewarding,
day.
So nutritious, so succulent. Taste my seed. Think about it.
Tunnels.
Oh. Tunnels, 12,000. Solid.
You already read through them?
It shouldn't have gotten through.
OM.
Tunnels, 12,000.
Doug's Backseat Confessional, Volume 3. Another lonely morning in the cafe. The coffee brews hot, not unlike my burning desire to take a lover. Just as I'm ready to abandon all hope, a gentleman walks in, tall and strong, donned in slacks, oh so pleated. I like that. And blue Oxford, as crisp spent the autumn air. Yep. He engages me with a look that could see into my soul and says, I'll have a large coffee, extra cream. And intimidated, I reply, can I have a name for your order? He says, the name is Doug, but my lover call me Big D. Leaning over the counter, I whisper, why do they call you that, cowboy? He slowly places his index finger on my lips. Shh. Gently, he lays me down on the bagel station and covers me head to toe in cream cheese. The eroticism was only surpassed by the pain received from the repetitive impact of the cheese bomb. Love me always.
That's enough.
The hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster, Tower Grove South. His name is going right into the suspension log here.
No.
He'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots.
I know you like cream cheese.
Thank you, Right Business Products.
Good to know.
It is good to know.
Guys, Plops here. I love how Iggy, the guy with his finger on the pulse and with all of the celebrity hookups, today says, you know what? I got an email, and it looks like Huey Lewis is going to be performing at Lou Fest this weekend. Guys, first off, Lou Fest is an event sponsored by your station. You are selling tickets to this event, hosting a party at this event, and Huey Lewis's name is right across the top of the poster, for crying out loud.
We don't read it.
Second, I'd like to know who sent Iggy this email. Who out there is under the impression that they are breaking this news to media outlets today via emails? Today, 2 days before the concert that everyone in the Midwest has known about for 4 months. God bless. Another breaking news, the McKernans had their baby. Also, embrace yourselves, but it appears the St. Louis Rams will not be staying in St. Louis. Anyways, AM in the PM, can't wait to see how badly Dan Caesar screws up the facts of the station's most recent news. That is from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Assistant Program Director.
Morning, Jets. Dan Beal here.
Dan Beal.
Have not gone away, just listening and learning. Did anyone see the pictures in today's paper of the new Missouri, the new Mizzou chief being hugged by the guy who hired him? That appeared to be quite a bro hug. I know I am the only one old enough to still have their paper delivered, but check it out. It looks like two stepdads at a soccer game. Deuces, that is from Dan in SoCo.
Dan in SoCo.
To the love of my life, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, your hair so fair like cool spring air, your skin so creamy, gets me all hot and steamy. Mm-hmm. When you wear those dark sunglasses, you look like Jackie Onassis. Mm-hmm. A faint aroma of aqua velva and tuna.
Sure.
Bend over, my love. Here comes the big kahuna.
Hey!
Yours forever and always. Enough. That is from Peter Dinklage's third leg.
Peter Dinklage's third leg just got himself suspended for that comment. For that comment a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots. Thank you, Right Business Products.
Hey, boys. Sometimes
I don't know how to spell Dinklage.
D-I-N-K-L-A-C.
Just sound it out, Doug. Just sound it out.
Okay. Don't tell me what to sound out.
Hey, boys. Sometimes I get lost in thought in my daily travels. I saw a pregnant woman crossing the street in front of me. I say to myself, who in the hell got on top of her and stayed with it long enough to actually finish and knock her up?
All right.
I mean,
any clean ones?
I mean, I am not the best-looking person in the world, but I do try to keep it together a little bit. This woman, from her appearance, obviously can't take care of herself. How in the hell is she going to take care of a baby? I don't want to discourage reproduction completely, but let's use common sense and maybe back off a bit. Tired of it. Steven Wilder, P.S. The Cardinals are finally winning because they send players down to Memphis and get them away from the Little League manager, and they play a little better, and he gets a hold of him. That was a run-on sentence. That is from Steven Wilder.
Steve in Wildwood.
And we can do one more if you guys want.
All right, Let's do one more.
Clean.
Carried his books from school. Playing make-believe, he was married to me. He was journalism, I was undecided major when we came to be. My eyes adored Doug. Though I never laid a hand on him, my eyes adored Doug. Who's kidding? Who? Just like George Washington, I cannot tell a lie. Guys, I was hitting that all semester long. That is from Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. That's what we got for email today.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
All right, that's it. I got to tell you, I've considered all of them, but to me, the best email overall was the hipster at Tower Grove.
Hipster at Tower Grove. You can't vote for guys.
I don't care.
No, you can't.
I don't care.
You can. The rules say it.
Yep.
Dang,
Tim's made a decision. Yeah.
You're encouraging that sort of behavior.
No, we're complimenting email.
Well, guys are turned on, man, and we want our listeners to be turned on.
Guys aren't turned on.
I'm a stickler for the rules and a controversial host.
Yeah.
The rules are you go for the best email, and that was the best email.
You didn't notice that it was vile and nasty, and
it was
hot. Supporting that.
It was hot.
It was hot. Hey, we got to shut it down. Frank's up next. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff to Frank Cusimano. And the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Thank you to Hot Shots for sponsoring the email of the day. And we will be there on September 21st for TMA Live. Which one are we at? The one on Dorset? Am I right? Nurse? Nancy? Chasey? Lane?
Yes. Dorset, yes.
Thank you. Frank's up next to Hollywood Casino Press Box. Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff. Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk. For Iggy. For the Sea Monster. For my brother Kevin. For Jimmy the Cat Hayes. For Douglas Elvin Vaughn. And for Jennings Randolph Jr. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.
Patio's the best spot to park, eat, and drink. Take the stress out of game day and make Patio's your pregame and postgame one-stop shop. Get a free beverage when you park with Patio's. Patio's, St. Louis's original baseball bar.